State lawmakers will be back in Lansing tomorrow, beginning their lame duck legislative session. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of It's Just Politics, are here with a preview. Hi, you two.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
So you have a list to present to us with what to watch in Quack Quack Lame Duck.
You will most likely remember 2 years ago, the last lame duck legislative session.
Oh, yeah.
How could you forget it? When Right to Work was passed, of course, amidst protests.
That was going to be difficult to match.
Right. That is going to go down into
high
history
drama.
Book. But Ricky, you're right. I mean, I don't think we're going to see anything near as big as what happened in 2012. But we do have a list that we have come with. The first, let's start with roads. Governor Snyder has said he wants more than $1 billion a year to fix the state roads, but the legislature has not been able to agree.
And we should point out to start out with that there are actually lots and lots and lots of issues that get thrown on the lame duck agenda.
Sure.
And then there are the bigger, more consequential questions. And probably the biggest is road funding. Can Governor Snyder get that majority on transportation money that has eluded him for most of the past 4 years? And there is really no reason to believe that things have changed all that much, but he's still hoping that maybe with the elections passed that things might have loosened up a little bit, fingers willing to go a little bit more toward the green yes button and further from the red no button.
And isn't it amazing that public polls have shown people in Michigan are saying, fine, I'll take higher taxes. I don't care. Fix the roads.
Yeah, it is telling.
You know, But one of the other things that we saw, especially during the election, is that road funding got mentioned, but not a whole lot compared to other things, because what we found was that with the passage of time, that people just weren't that worked up about it during the summer.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
But guess what? Winter is coming again.
Sounds like Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Winter is coming.
Dun, dun, dun. So next up, adding protections for gays and lesbians into the state's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Right now in Michigan, you can be fired for being gay or denied
housing. Or being perceived as gay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there is a push to end that.
And really, this one is coming down to a couple of questions. One is whether in this Republican legislature there are the votes to add LGBT rights to the Elliot Larson civil rights law, just whether they're there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, what they will vote on. And the big issue, and this has actually created a wedge within the coalition that's trying to get it passed, is will the bill be what's called inclusive? That is, will it include transgender people? Will it mention gender identity? Will there be religious faith opt-outs? And so we could see that any one of these controversies might effectively kill the bill for lame duck. And because we are anticipating that the next legislature will probably be more conservative than this legislature, that could mean the end to that question for 2 years at least in the legislature.
Absolutely. Okay, so another couple quick others. Let's begin with some education issues, Rick.
Yeah, there's kind of a list of things that have been hanging fire out there. So, teacher evaluations, third grade reading standards, and one, and this is sort of significant in the whole Detroit reinvention pantheon, appointing rather than electing the Detroit School Board, which has been really hostile to what the emergency manager has been trying to do there.
Yes. And then also on our list is no-fault auto insurance.
Yes. This one is the Republican Holy Grail. They've actually been trying to do this since the 1980s, but it's always been impossible to get sufficient support. Even some Republicans defect on this issue of ending unlimited medical coverage for accident victims. So is lame duck the time to do this? You know, might it hang out? We don't know. Steal a line from those commercials, if the moment is right, they might have to take it.
Okay. And finally, one that Rick and I have been talking about, Cindy, a really big one, and that is, will there be changes to the way the state allocates its electoral college votes? You know, right now, Michigan is a winner-take-all system. That means whichever candidate for president gets the most votes, they win all of the state's 16 electoral college votes. So, of course, Obama—
And that's the way almost every state does it.
Yeah. And, you know, Obama, he won more votes in Michigan than Romney in 2012. Thus, he got all of the state's electoral college votes. But There is a push by some Republicans in Michigan to change this, to have the votes actually be allocated by congressional districts. So if something like this was passed, it would have meant that Mitt Romney would have won more electoral college votes from Michigan in 2012 than would have Obama. So that is a big one to watch.
Even though he had fewer popular votes.
Yeah. And so and this is a question that Governor Snyder, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, they've really kept it at arm's length, suggesting now is not really the time, especially pre-election, because, you know, this sort of electoral college shakeup is just so brazenly political. And I would put this on the governor in particular. If the legislature actually approves something like this and sends it to him, can he say no?
Will he sign it? Won't he? I mean, it could be another issue looking at right to work. Will he sign it? Won't he? And what will that mean in terms of his relationships with both his Republicans and Democrats?
Well, interesting. You know, he's not going to run for governor again. So
well,
that might
it
be a little different.
Not. Might it loosen him up one way or the other? It's what's interesting to watch.
Now, something to keep in mind on all of these is, we have to, as we sort of assess what's going to move and what might move and what might not move, are these things that will not get done if they don't get done in lame duck? That is there a timing issue that means it has to be done right now? Or is it something that becomes less likely to get done next year when there are even more Republicans in the legislature than there are now? And in a lot of cases, road funding is an exception. So is the civil rights law. These could actually carry over into the new legislative session and maybe even have some improved chances as time goes on.
A look into the lame duck crystal ball with Zoe Karg and Rick Pluta, the co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Always a pleasure.